Welcome to App Therapy Club, a place for part-time creators and coaches like you. Join your host, Tanya Smith, founder of Get Noticed with Video and Stream Like a Boss TV, to learn about online tools and smarter ways to make great content even when you're short on time or resources. Now let's get into the show.
Hey, my friends, I wanted to get this out before the time runs out. The clock is running out on this lifetime deal, but I wanted you to know about the Traft app. So I often get asked all the time, what do you use for whatever the task might be? And booking and scheduling is a major and essential task that we all as entrepreneurs need to have in place. The process of automating how you're actually connecting with people for appointments and calls, it can take up a lot of time if you don't have some type of scheduler or tool in place that can move things along for you instead of you going back and forth via email and DM and all of that. So I love that this tool is in place, and I actually have owned it for probably more than a year now. So I got it when they first came out with the Traft app on AppSumo. They are now putting it out again for a limited time. And so you may have noticed when I scrolled up here that this deal ends in just a few hours from the time that I'm recording this. I just wanted to make sure you know about it. So it is an alternative to booking tools like Acuity Scheduling, Calendly, Book Like a Boss. If you have any of those and you're happy with them, you may not care about Traft, okay? But if you don't and you're looking for an easy way to simplify how you're booking folks and you want versatility, this could be the app for you. I will tell you that I even use this to book my live stream guest, and it is super smooth and slick. So I'm going to share with you the back end in just a second because I want to make sure I get this video out since it's only a few hours away. I'll also include my link on this video so that you'll have it, so you can either scan the QR code or click the link that I'm going to provide to you. But the main purpose of this is to manage all your schedules in one place. Now, for those of you who have Go High Level, you might be like, oh, well, I already have all that, and I include it in my CRM, et cetera, whatever. But what I like about Traft is that if Go High Level or any of those all-in-one platforms goes down, I still have all of my information about all of my bookings in a centralized location. So it's really a matter of preference, and you'll have to think about that for yourself, what makes sense for you. You can design the website to match your brand, which I love that too. There is a mobile app, which I use all the time, because when I set up my particular bookings, my services, as they call them, I make sure that they're in a pending mode until I have a chance to review or a team member has a chance to review and confirm the person. So there is beauty in that, especially when it comes to discovery calls, because what I have run into is people kind of wasting time. Like, they'll come on and they'll use my discovery call process simply to pitch their own services. I've had that happen, yes. So it allows you to actually create little miniature forms with questionnaires that people need to fill out. There's a whole ton of different things you can do. When I first purchased it, it didn't have nearly the features that it has today. So you absolutely want to take a look at the plan features. It is unlimited services, and a service equals an appointment type. So for instance, I have a discovery call booking. I have a 1 hour strategy session booking. I have a coffee chat booking for collaborations. There's any number of different services that you can create or appointment types that you can create. They also don't have all their branding all over the place, which could bother some people. And I think initially it did way back, but now you can remove that. There are a number of different options that you have, including the fact that you can actually charge for your bookings for your meetings through the Traft app. And the other thing I'll mention to you is that you can integrate this using Zapier and webhooks and that type of thing if you're looking to move the people who have booked with you into your CRM or into your email system. So I love that it gives me all that flexibility. The number one reason why I do love this app, this platform, is the emails. And that may sound simple, but what I'm going to tell you is that, and I'll show you the back end of mine in a second, What I will tell you is that that is super important to me. When I used to use, I won't name the system, I used to use a different platform. It just had a lot of bulky content in the emails and people were getting lost because it was so much stuff in there and I had no ability to be able to really change what the email looked like. With Traft, I can customize my email so that they say exactly what I want it to say. They sound like my voice. I'm putting information in there that I know I want people to view, especially when it comes to booking my guest interviews, so that they have access to exactly the information they need and they don't have to swim around in the email to find it. So that has been important to me. Okay, let's go to the back end of this and let me show you what it looks like. So this is my actual Traft backend. And again, I'm going to be careful that I'm not sharing people's personal information. But when you come into the settings, you have lots of options that you can change to your liking, such as the day of the week, where's the default first page you want to land on, how long do you typically want each of your time slots to be. There's a ton of different information in here. One thing that you may have noticed on the sales page is that you can use SMS notifications. So I have SMS notifications turned on. You will need to connect this with your with credits. I connected it with my Twilio account, I believe is what I'm using. And that way you can kind of update the credits just like with any other app that's using notifications. You're going to pay per notice that's sent out. Okay. So unless you have like thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that are getting notifications from you, this is going to be pretty inexpensive. But SMS notifications allow you to be able to send people not only the email reminders, but also the text reminders for their call, which I like to do because it helps by making sure that you're having people actually, you know, show up for their booking. Okay, so here's what I was talking about when I was saying email notifications. I can really tweak these to my own preference. So I've added my own for different guest interviews, for when I have a panel, for if I have a no-show. There's a note that says, since you did not show up for your appointment, we eagerly await any feedback you might have to help us understand how to move forward. And I also have the ability, by the way, to be able to block if someone has repeatedly not shown up for appointments. I can block folks that continue to do that because that's a waste of your time and their time too, frankly. You can also have specific email notifications that go to your employees or team members that are part of this. So lots of flexibility here. I won't take up too much time going through every single detail, but you also have the option of adding payments. So I use Stripe here. And that way, if I have bookings where I want people to actually book using a pay system, or there's a fee for the specific booking, like my discovery calls, I have added a fee just to ensure that I get only serious people through that process. If you do that, you can do it through Traft. You don't have to use a third-party tool to do so. So I have all of my bookings here. I don't really send this page out. It's just for me to be able to quickly go and get access to the link that I want to share. But I have them categorized by collaboration opportunities, coaching services specifically that I'm delivering, anything where I'm doing done for you. So when I was doing for a temporary time remote live production, I created a booking here. I do some virtual room design. So all of that, if you just want to have by invitation only section, this is something I created just for my live stream and podcast guests. So I have one that includes a form and one that does not, because I've used a different form, so I don't want them to do it twice. There's so many different ways that you can set this up, y'all, but let me show you, for instance, the inside of one. Let's go to this one, I think. If we go in here, when my person is going to book, if I think this one has the actual form, we'll see in a second. I've set it up to where it only allows people to view dates without conflict, and specific dates that I go live are on Thursdays. So I've set it up, this particular service, just for the Thursday booking, right? So if someone were to book, yep, there we go. It has a full form that's built in so they can do everything all at once. And because it's in a pending state, that means if I have some random person that I didn't invite, if I review their information and determine that I want to decline, there's a way for me to decline that before it's actually confirmed as a solid booking. And I can send a nice note or email to them to let them know that it's not a fit or why it's not a fit or whatever I choose to do there, right? And I can do that because I've set up my email notifications. There is so much here, y'all. Let me just quickly go over here to features so that you see what's possible. So they've got a ton of different features. And depending on your plan and depending on what they've written into this plan for Traft on AppSumo, you'll be able to see if you have unlimited. I have unlimited features and integrations enabled for a lifetime. And that allows me to use every single feature that they have. So I can integrate this or sync it with my Google Calendar, which is important to me so that I don't have people booking on top of already selected dates and times. You can use Apple Outlook. There's that Zoom integration because I don't use Zoom. I just have my location listed as my sessions app room or as my eCam live room so that I don't ever have to change the booking link. Like I don't have to go back and say, oh, it's a different link this time because of the services that I use. Let's see what else I can point out. Oh, they have a chatbot feature now that's enabled. If you want to enable that, you can use that for your website so that people can actually, you know, ask the chatbot questions and end up booking for the proper service based on what they're asking to meet with you for. You can do group booking, so you can have more than one individual that is booking for a specific time. So if you have, for instance, let's say you set up a panel, or let's say you set up a book club meeting, right? And you want everybody to be able to meet at the same time, so you can create book club or group bookings. You can also do recurring appointments for your coaching clients, which is one of the things that I like to do. There's so much in here, and I just don't want you to miss this opportunity to take a look at Traft as a one-time, lifetime deal. If you haven't already looked for and identified a solid scheduling tool for you, this could be it. You can add multiple employees. You can have different locations, as I mentioned. You can add your finance information. You can even, if you choose to turn this on, you can have ratings and reviews. So once a person books with you, they're able to actually review the service that they had with you or review the employee if you have different team members. I'm going to show you that you're able to also adjust the theme and the appearance to be whatever you want it to be. So I have my own hex codes and information in here, which is why my site looks the way that it does over here. Let me go back to that. So look, it's branded according to my own taste. So everything is, you know, it's got my raspberry pink that I'm known for. So you can change all of that or use one of their provided themes. There's a lot here. So just don't miss out on the opportunity to take a look at this because the deal is going to end here soon. So I'm going to post this video right now unedited so that you get a chance to go and check it out like before they go off of the market. But even if you're looking for them on a non-lifetime deal premise, then definitely still check it out because I think it has just a lot of different options for you if you're looking to schedule people and stop all that back and forth with folks about, well, I don't know, maybe does Wednesday work for you? Mm-mm. No, we're going to send people to a dedicated link so that you both have the ability to be able to adjust your time and to say, okay, that time works for me, works for you, great. And now we're set. And now you've sent them a friendly email and they get reminders and you get reminders. I have it set to for myself to get mobile notifications so I can get texts when people book. I can get texts to remind me to go and review and approve those pending appointments. You can even set it to just automatically approve every appointment if that's what you choose to do. But there are lots of options and it is an alternative to Calendly, Acuity, and other apps like that. So you won't need to have those in addition to this. Okay. So definitely check it out. It's an automated booking platform that is packed. And when I tell you it's packed with powerful features, I just showed you a few of them. There's so much more I could get into, but know that this is something that you absolutely want to check into and see if it could work for you. Okay. All right. And if you've got questions, send them to me or pop them in the video description or the chat below. And that way I'll make sure to come back and answer as quickly as I can. But don't miss out on this option. Okay. All right. Take care, y'all.
Thanks for joining us on this App Therapy Club episode. Remember to subscribe here and on YouTube so you never miss a post. We'll be back talking about systems, tools, and tips to help part-time content creators get more done in less time.